Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Dewey. How's everybody's weekend going? High five to the fact that the weather has all the way around changed and switched up. We're not getting much rain. We're actually getting a lot of great sunny days. It was beautiful today. It was beautiful yesterday. And high five to the weather. So moving right along, if everyone was involved in that fight that happened yesterday, some way, shape, or form, if you flew out to Vegas, if you were watching it on pay-per-view, you know, if you were at a fight party, high five to you. I hope everything worked out. If you betted on the game, high five to you. I hope it all worked out. Hope you won money, so on and so forth. Now, I can say that I did not watch it. I'm going to be honest and say that I did not watch it, and because I'm just not into boxing, irregardless of who it is that's boxing. Now, high five to Mayweather for once again winning. This has definitely been a talk about fight for years to come. I think they said a total of 5 years. And then I'm seeing a lot of people were saying that the fight was whack. So the fact that the tickets were definitely highly priced, I seen Chris Brown post a pic of his tickets. They were $10,000 per ticket. Now, there was a lot of celebrities in attendance. Justin Bieber. Sorry, I had sneezed, y'all. Once again, y'all know me. I'm always sick. Some way, shape, or form, allergies kicking in, pollen is high. Justin Bieber was there. You got Beyonce and Jay-Z was there. Meek Mills, Nicki Minaj, you know, Charlie Mack was there. A lot of celebrities was in attendance yesterday, so high fives to them. I didn't see any posts from Rihanna, so I don't think she was there. After, like, the third sneeze, moving right along. So if you bet on the fight, I hope you actually won versus losing. And I just hope you guys are safe, being safe out there, and being cautious and staying blessed and having a great time while out there. Now, moving right along, if you haven't heard by now, now you know. That there has been a Baltimore riot, all because of this gentleman being killed in the custody of police. His name is Freddie Gray. And a mother six officers have been charged with that murder. It's because, not murder, but with that incident, because they're ruling it a homicide. So a mother was seen on, you know, video smacking up her son because he was trying to be a part of the riot. Now, as a mother, that is truly, I'm not a mother, I'm just saying, as you being a mom, if you're a mom out there, or even a father, after like 10 sneezes, if you are seeing your child out there doing such a thing, of course you would be probably doing the same thing if you really cared about the actions of your child and how it brung upon the perception of your image within the family. So some people are going around saying that, you know, she shouldn't have been hitting him and all that. And some people are, you know, cheering this mother on. Now, the way I see it, she took the appropriate action. You know, when you see your child do something that you don't want them to be doing, what do you automatically do? You just go into this mode of don't do that. You know, you just want to stop them because you don't want them to be a part of something that can actually be hurting their future. So all that matters, you know. And it's just funny how society really puts everybody on front screen to really end up bringing an unknown person to life, you know, and always being pointed out as you were the mother that beat the child. You know, it's just really weird and good and bad and crazy how us as a society have really changed how social media really is actually used for in the news and so on and so forth. So moving right along, all I could say is I just I just don't want each and every time something happens with the police and civilians and society that every time something happens, we have to feel like we have to riot and react to it. Because be very cautious and think about the future. How actually, the other day I was talking this over with my supervisor at my job, and he and I both had stated that it looks like, you know, maybe in the near future that, you know, the police will end up getting federalized. And then we won't really have much freedom as we think that we have now. We won't have it as much. I mean, you know, those sometimes you have to really sit down and think and put things in perspective as to how you really think the future is going to play out with everything that's been happening. And there was another thing I wanted to talk about was the riots and the fight, you know, and everything that's been going on. I want to say, yes, I have not been consistently coming on again. I know you guys are like, what happened to you every Sunday and Wednesday you would come on. To be honest, because I have now pushed this show all the way so late in the day, 11 o'clock, my days are actually getting way longer than they should be. And I've been getting extremely tired around the same time I should be on the show. And, you know, I really been reaching out to you guys. I would like your feedback, and I would definitely more so just need help. So if you guys could just, like, really email me, you know, at the business email address and just let me know if you are able to help me with the radio show, and I would definitely bring you on. Because it could definitely, with one person running this, and yes, I should actually just be sitting down and having it all pre-recorded and uploaded to stay consistent. But however, you know, when I really finally have downtime, my downtime is just me just totally clearing my mind and just detoxing of the day's events. And actually, I've been noticing, you know, that I've been in such an autopilot mode mentally that I'm going about life really just not trying to remember anything. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but the only things I want to remember is the things that I do with my lover, you know, my boyfriend, my future husband, whatever he's going to end up being. You know, it's like that's the only thing I want to remember. I can care less about anything else that's happened in the day. And, you know, it's going in one ear and out the other. That's exactly how it's going, like in one ear and out the other. Oh, something happened, and I just totally forget to even share it with the rest of the world because I just don't remember it until, like, days later or even weeks later. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot to share that with that person. The only thing, like I said, is matter to me is what has happened and what is said between me and my boyfriend, the future husband. So I want to say that when you're at work and you're working with someone who's like a perfectionist, please don't feel like you need to be on your A game all the time. And I'm going to say that because I'm working with someone who is perfectionist and is very passionate about his job. Understandable. It's very much so understandable. And I go to work with an open mind because I'm free-spirited, but we don't clash. We don't clash on the terms of we get along for the most part because we don't necessarily bash each other all day, every day. He's not down my throat, I'm not down his throat. We're able to coincide and coexist because we agree on a lot of things. It's just that when you know that you're on an off day mentally, you know that you're on an off day mentally. You're not seeing things, you're not hearing things, you're not interpreting things right, and you're just not doing things right. You know, you're just not going to have a perfect day every day. You know, and when those days happen, take things in stride as to what your errors are in that day. You know, take constructive criticism. Some people can't take constructive criticism. Some people get real sensitive, and you just have to be aware of it, and you just have to accept it for what it is when someone says something to you and when you say something to someone else. If you feel as though that there's bad tension in the air, try your best to resolve it. Because, you know, you have to work with this person 8 hours of your day, 8 to 12 and 16 hours of your day. You just don't like that tension and drama. Now, of course, everywhere I go, you know, God has his light shining on me, so it creates a shadow. Unfortunately, the people that see that or feel that or, you know, not liking the fact that my position of where my feet are within that company or where my feet are just in life, it's just not liking it, you know, and you know, they have this, you know, anger towards me, this hate towards me, jealousy and envy, they don't want to talk to me and all sort of kind of stuff, or they want to be friends with me and then talk smack about me behind my back. Now, naturally, because I'm a Piscean, this is a trait, this is a statistic that they always say about Pisceans. We're naturally misunderstood, and I'm going to actually agree to that. I've spent my whole life being misunderstood on a lot of things, because we're actually considered extremely weird. But that's okay. To me, that's actually, okay, because I'm not here to really please and or, try to make friends with anyone. After a while, it took me years to actually understand that. I'm not really here to make friends. I'm not here to please everyone. I'm here to be me and do what I need to do for myself and for others. And not everyone's going to like that. So that's what I want you guys to understand if you're going to be listening to the show and agreeing and or disagreeing. If you disagree, let me know. But my whole thing is you just have to truly be true to you. Truly just go into everything, open mind, just do what you got to do. Do it extremely good and just keep it moving. You're going to end up being in places that you've never thought of if you just really accept your circumstances, your personality, your characteristics, accept everything and just move forward. And if you feel as though you want to change something within inside yourself, all depending on what it is, because I tell you, when it comes to image branding, it's all about how you feel about yourself inside before you can start working on your outside. If you feel so as though mentally, that's the first area to start. Start there. If you feel as though you got to change what you put in your side of your body, that changes the inside of your body that actually excretes to your outside. Do that. All things that need to happen first is inside of you first. If you feel as though, someone else is around you that should start it, don't forcibly give a suggestion to someone. This is where I say constructive criticism should be taken in. And if you're a sensitive person, learn how to really truly take something in and not get upset. We as human beings need to really learn how to direct our anger and where to direct it to. I've been really working on those things. That's another thing I want you guys to understand. When I'm not on the show, there's things within myself that I'm still working on. I'm a growing person. We're all still growing. I'm still actually technically young, not even in my 30s yet. So we're all growing into the people, persons, and society that we should be growing into. So, just it's a slow process. Sometimes things are faster than the others, but it's a slow process. If you feel as though you have to dumb down your conversation with someone because you feel as though they're not mentally on your level, then sometimes it just has to happen like that. You're not being rude or mean. You just know that they don't think on the same level as you. Everyone has a learning curve. That's one thing a lot of people have to understand. And that's another thing when you're dealing with someone who's like a perfectionist or really passionate about their job, and they want you to get up to speed with them. They want you to get up to speed because you're either new or you're just now being trained for something, and or you've already been in that department or area for so long. It's just you do things differently from them. It's just considered beat up or being on the same page as them. It's just be you. You don't have to critique yourself for someone else who's on a different path and page to on you mentally, because we're all on a different learning curve anyway. But people are matched up based upon characteristics of their personality and mental capacity. So as you can hear, the show is coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show. And as always, like I said, you guys can email me when I am not on the show. You can email me at foryourimagellc@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, StewyChewy, and I would be gladly able to help you and talk to you and assist you in things that you need on your daily basis. So the summer is almost here. We're still in the spring season, and I hope everyone still stays safe out there and keep the good vibes going. If you're a positive person, keep the good vibes going and try to build up someone and build yourself up in the process. All right. As we guys start into the new week, I hope everything works out for you all. Stay blessed and true to yourself. You guys have a great night.